This is Dr. Olivero, dictated on November the 3rd, 2022. The name of the patient is William Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y. Clinical case of a 76-year-old white male that is originally from Indiana who has a history of polycystic kidney disease. Period. A CT scan with non-contrast was done, and the diameter of the left kidney is 31 and the right kidney is 32, and the amount of cysts and the volume of the kidneys is significant, period. Interestingly, this patient remains with a very stable kidney function in the serum creatinine. That was done on October the 28, 2022, is 1.44. Estimated GFR is 50 ml per minute. The amount of protein in the urine is 250 milligrams in, per gram of creatinine. Period. The discussion regarding the administration of tolvaptan, T-O-L-V, like in Victor, A-P-T-A-N, like, tolvaptan-like medicine, was carried on with this patient. The pros and cons were also explained to the patient, period. This patient has been with a stable kidney function in the last 4 or 5 years. There is no deterioration of his kidney function. And the patient feels well. He prefers to continue the way it is going, and he might change in he might change his mind in the future regarding the medication. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. Number three, the patient has CKD stage 3A. Number four, hyperlipidemia that is under control. We're going to reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup. The patient takes vitamin D as well as subclinical TSA, subclinical hypothyroidism. He is not taking levothyroxine, period. For the polymyalgia rheumatica, the patient takes 5 milligrams every day of prednisone. Paragraph. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab and the imaging. I did talk to Dr. Khurana, K-H-U-R-A-N-A, regarding the CT scan. And also, I was 20 minutes with the patient explaining the disease process and what to expect. And in the documentation, we spent 10 minutes.